Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to Steelers Thursday. I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. Larry, it's also Panthers Thursday as well. Sweet 16 NCAA tournament action. Pitt volleyball.
Oh, they're good.
Taking on Kansas at Fitzgerald Fieldhouse today. The action serves up 1 p.m., so 1 in the afternoon, a little matinee game for you. It's on ESPN Plus as well.
They're in the Final Four. Pretty impressive. Meanwhile, every Thursday at this time, we check in with Rich Cook, the Director of Digital Media with Pittsburgh Magazine. He's on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Good morning, Rich.
Morning, gentlemen.
You enjoy that Pitt game Saturday night?
Oh, I'm still, yeah.
You long-suffering fan?
That
yes.
That,
oh, yeah.
That was a game that exercised some demons for sure.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
All right, nothing goes better with football than food, and you have a very unique story in Pittsburgh Magazine this week about, well, getting good food projects started.
Right. This is actually under the umbrella of 412 Food Rescue. Now, they launched back in March of 2015. Their mission was quite simple. It's just take food that was going to get tossed out for any one of a number of reasons. You know, the sell-by date was, you know, just a little bit off, or it was just food that the restaurants could no longer use because they had made too much. And they started to collect this food and send it out, collect it, sort it, send it to households and nonprofits for people that simply did not have enough to eat. That was in 2015. They have since distributed millions of tons of food over the years. And in June 2019, they took it another step further and starting the Good Food Project. And what that does is repurpose donated surplus food into nutritionally complete, fully cooked meals, ready to go, ready to eat. Output was modest at the time, 30 meals a week for the Millvale Library summer lunch program. But today, under the direction of Greg Austin, it produces approximately 700 meals a week, delivered primarily to a number of neighborhood nonprofits. And in a sense, what he's doing is he's rescuing Food Rescue, because Food Rescue even sometimes gets so much donated food, they can't distribute it quickly enough. And in their kitchen in Millvale, they take up sometimes 6 pallets of food a week and convert all of it into, perfectly edible, tasty, nutritious meals. Things like beef and bison chili, creamy spinach dip with toasted flatbread and banana bread pudding. And at this point, Austin at Good Food Pittsburgh is recruiting volunteers. They're the Good Food Project. Recruiting volunteers in hopes of doubling the output in the next year.
Yeah, they do a great job each and every day. And one of the stories I saw that I'm interested in is, as a kid, did you ever, Kevin, go to Veronica's Vale in the South Side?
Yes.
Was that at St. Michael the Archangel's Church?
I don't remember.
Well, meanwhile, it's a hot property there on the South Side Slopes.
Yes. Our local real estate veteran, Rosa Colucci, is always on the lookout for a hot property, and this week the search took her to church. Located in the former St. Michael the Archangel Church on the Southside Slopes, it's a one-of-a-kind condo unit offering breathtaking views of the city. It's two-bedroom, real spacious and airy, and it's located in the former church's baptismal font, if you can believe that. Features high ceilings, original maple hardwood floors, and some other surprises. So we invite you to check out the many pictures of Rosa's story on this very unique property, and you can find it all on PittsburghMagazine.com.
And it's a historic week this week, especially it hit home here in Pittsburgh as well. The 80th year since the attack on Pearl Harbor.
Right. And that, you know, will be in the history books forever, and most people are very familiar with that date of December 7th. But we kind of unearthed an interesting story that I'm not sure has got as much publicity at the time, and it was going over at Soldiers and Sailors Hall that afternoon as the word of the attack was starting to spread. There was an America First rally, and the rally was sponsored by the America First Committee. It was an isolationist pressure group that hoped to discourage support for America's involvement in the war that had been raging in Europe. And it garnered the attention of about 2,500 Pittsburghers. And just minutes before the meeting was scheduled to begin, a journalist said, "Hey, guys, Japan has attacked Hawaii." Well, the organizers basically thought it was fake news, and they just kept on going with their rally and essentially calling, you know, and in some cases they tossed a few of the people that brought the news to the meeting out of the meeting. Eventually, the organizers, you know, as the day wore on, couldn't ignore it anymore, and the rally ended there. And along with that, for a long time, was the American First Movement. And it's just kind of a little sidebar to December 7th in Pittsburgh that we didn't think most people had known about, so we worked it up as a story.
Read all about it, PittsburghMagazine.com. Director of Digital Media, Rich Cook. Rich, thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Larry.
And Honor Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
All right, Larry. You have the fiercely redesigned Nissan Rogue.
I've driven it.
Of Bowser, Route 51 south on top of the hill where they have jobs.
I've test driven it.
Yes. Why can't you put a plow on the front of it and start working a little side hustle for PennDOT, help us get to work on time?
Certainly, it has the power to do that, Kevin. But you're not buying that ball. Right now.
Come on,
they
man.
They need drivers.
Everybody's got to chip in.
They need.
I think it would be pretty cool on to try to do that, but I'll bet you it'd be stressful, too, plowing streets and everything with cars. People just throwing their cars, leaving them abandoned and stuff. You got to watch. You can't sideswipe them. You can't hit them. You can't plow them out of the way.
I always wanted to drive. You know, I've driven pickup trucks, but always wanted a pickup truck. But it's not real practical for me.
Sure it is.
No,
you just can't haul all that luggage.
I got too many bodies at home to cart around.
Well, they have those four-door, you know, extended cab pickup trucks.
Yeah, they do have the King cabs.
Bowser Chevrolet.
Cool. Yeah, I know. Paul, do you ever drive a pickup?
Yes.
Out in Montana?
Yes. The answers are yes, yes, yes.
Four-wheel drive?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You need that out there.
Well,
Kevin?
It comes in pretty handy.
My dad had a pickup truck. He had a, you know, one-ton dump truck as well. So, yeah, I got to drive all those.
Now,
that was fun.
You know, the pay is pretty good for these drivers, I might add. And when I'm on my way to work at 3:30 in the morning and I see them out working the roads when the storm's getting started, I'm really grateful. They're doing great work.
Couldn't you help out, put a plow on your car, Paul?
With the speed that he goes, it might be counterproductive.
Yeah, I think it might make more of a mess.
You're right.
I would imagine. Hey, did you hear about this Allentown former Lehigh County Commissioner, Olympic medalist, facing stalking charges?
Oops.
What?
Oops, yeah. Mark Nothstein's his name.
And he's being accused of an ongoing pattern of stalking victims, harassment, and damage to personal property.
I think he was a sprinter, if I'm not mistaken.
Did you say victims, plural?
Yeah,
like
her.
More than one?
His ex-girlfriend and her boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he was arrested Tuesday.
Package deal.
You never know about some people. Allegations. He's free on $25,000 bail. But the guy that blew up the Christmas tree in New York is out free.
Yeah.
So he's got $25,000 bail for these charges. And remember the video from yesterday from Tuesday
night.
That
was a conflagration.
It flaming 50-foot artificial tree in New York City, and that guy was let out without bail.
Yeah. Apparently, this former county commissioner over on the eastern side of the state may have damaged some property, snuck into a house once or twice, and allegedly maybe sent the new boyfriend an anonymous letter that said something like, quote, "You don't want to go down this path. You've been warned."
Wow. Not a good idea.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's 8:38 News Radio KDKA, 100.1 FM AM 1020. I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. Hey, Parkway West, you know, the news is 2024, they're going to redesign the exit onto Route 22.
The all-new redesigned 22?
The fiercely redesigned diamond, diverging diamond exit.
Hey, before we get into the Steelers with our sports director, Jeff Hathorn, just a note, if you want to utilize our Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, it's free, download it, because it has a rewind feature that's really unique. And we discussed this investigative story Channel 11 did about Easy Pass and $10 VTOL surcharges put on people they didn't know about, and this
apparently it totaled $5 million. Larry, I thought you were the problem on this. I thought you have Easy Pass and you're just avoiding paying your bill. Why are you doing that? No, their equipment couldn't read their Easy Pass stuff that they send you, so and you were getting robbed.
There's a bill to be notified about these things. State Rep Ryan Warner, District 52, Westmoreland County, we're going to reach out to him. But you can dial back and listen. Right now, though, what do you love at Steeler home games? When the big screen goes dark, every fan in the building knows what's coming next. And inevitably in that video, you will see among many Steeler defenders, number 90, T.J. Watt.
Absolutely. He's the AFC Defensive Player of the Week, T.J. Watt.
And we have on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, he's our player of the year, our sports director, Jeff Hathorn. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, guys. And by the way, the only 22 I want to hear about tonight is Najee Harris. like Najee Harris, that number 22 needs to get going, and then we can fix the other number 22, you know.
Oh, you don't want to hear about Route 22. Okay.
No, I do, but the Route 22 I want to see is the one driving through Minneapolis.
Well, I don't think, and be honest, there weren't a lot of you sports experts either that gave the Steelers much of a chance Sunday against the Ravens, and they end up pulling it out. And the Ravens were 8-3 at the time and atop the AFC North. How did that happen after the game they had in Cincinnati the week before?
Well, I'll have you know, I did pick the Steelers to win that game. I probably missed like 8 other games, but I did get that one right. They found a way in the fourth quarter. Listen, this Baltimore team for all season has found ways themselves. They've had these miracle comebacks, and you kind of feel like, okay, if Roethlisberger has that day in him in the fourth quarter, and that's what happened. You know, he made plays in the fourth quarter. They got a stop at the end on a really good design play. T.J. Watt screwed up the whole thing, as T.J. Watt does, and, you know, they found a way to get a win, and now they've got another must-win tonight on a short rest against a physical team. It's going to be a tough one tonight in Minneapolis.
Yeah, the Vikings are physical, but they are coming off an embarrassing, well, I guess you could call it embarrassing loss. They allowed the Detroit Lions to win one game, and Lions quarterback Jared Goff is your NFC Offensive Player of the Week because of that. Will that be motivation for the Vikings, or are they just going to be continue licking their wounds?
It's interesting. I was talking to a national guy the other day, and you know, he was saying, "Oh, it's the team that lost to Detroit." And I'm like, "Well, we're not going to get on our high horse here because we tied Detroit in Pittsburgh, so we can't talk down too much to them." They're going to be ready to bounce back. They're a must-win situation too. They're 5-7, so they're not in a very, very much different situation than what the Steelers are in. They're a team that Kirk Cousins puts up in crazy numbers. I think it's 26 touchdowns to 3 interceptions. But yet they have lost a ton of close games this year. It's just been a weird year in the NFL. I think the thing we should expect is that this game will be tight, and it's just a matter of who makes a play. But I'll say it's from Minnesota. Fourth worst rushing defense in the league, but they're second best in sacks. So what you don't want to see is Ben Roethlisberger having to drop back to throw a lot of times.
Well, they could take the New England approach. They had they threw 3 passes in Buffalo and were able to win Sunday night.
Thankfully, there's a dome.
Yeah.
In Minneapolis, or the weather would probably be very similar.
Well, while we have you, quick question, Mr. Sports Director, and you follow the Pitt Panthers as close as anybody, knowing that Mark Whipple, the offensive coordinator, has taken that same position in Nebraska now. If you're Kenny Pickett, you're a Heisman Trophy finalist, a Johnny Unitas Golden Arm winner, a first-round draft pick for sure, do you play in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl or not?
So I heard him over on sister station The Fan yesterday, and it doesn't sound like he's going to play. He was non-committal, said he has to talk to his family and friends and get some advice, but I am so much a team guy. You go out there with your guys. You want one more opportunity. However, what he really needs to get ready for is the Senior Bowl more so than the Peach Bowl. So if I'm advising Kenny, I'm telling him not to play.
Why would he play in the Senior Bowl at this point either?
Well, because that kind of solidifies the draft status. You know, go down there, really show that you're the best quarterback out there, because the others are going to be, you know, if they have a big week, they might jump you. So I think the Senior Bowl, plus it's not just the game, it's all the workouts during the week in front of every scout from every team that are there to watch you. So that's such a showcase, and it's the event. I mean, the combine's nice, but the Senior Bowl is really where you find out about players.
But is there insurance for these guys that would protect
them? There is.
Yeah, okay.
There
so
is.
In the Senior Bowl.
There's insurance that they can get now if they wanted. So you could actually have insurance going into the game that the school could help you get if you're in Kenny's situation. But again, I would love it if he played. I think it'd be great, an opportunity for 12 wins. I just don't see that. Bowls now, unless you're in the Final Four, are almost as much about, well, let's see what we've got for next year, as it is about winning the game for that year.
Does he play the first half? Or is that still, I mean, he could still get hurt. I mean, if you do that.
Potentially. And you know, I've flipped on this because at first, you know, he said it was such momentum. I thought, okay, he's going to play, and that's cool. One last opportunity. But the more you think about it, as much as the romanticism there is playing, there's a financial component there that could be monstrous if he were to suffer a bad injury.
Well, let's be honest. He hit an exclamation point in a big way in an ACC championship game. National stage, that was about as good as it could have got for anybody playing any football.
It was incredible.
Yeah, it was pretty good. So we'll see what happens tonight and with Kenny Pickett in the future. We know this. Jeff Hathorn will be covering it and writing about it, too, on 93.7thefan.com. Jeff, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Well, that's the Thursday edition of the KDK Radio Morning Show. What did you learn today, Kevin?
I learned so much. I learned that Pirates owner Bob Nutting, Mr. Nutting, selling Seven Springs and Hidden Valley Ski Resorts and Laurel Mountain Ski Area as well. I learned that the person who lit up that 50-foot Christmas tree in New York City at the Fox News building, released. No bail. Just released from jail. No problem. He had a long rap sheet.
State Representative Ryan Warner of District 52, Westmoreland County, has introduced a bill. He's the head of the House Transportation Committee in Harrisburg. Wants the turnpike to notify of these VTOL $10 charges they've been sending out to unsuspecting E-ZPass owners.
No warning, just dinging your account for more money.
Ding.
Up to $5 million they did this to the tune of?
That is correct. 250,000 people or times since, and that was at the end of October, so who knows what they've added since then.
That's unbelievable. They can, maybe you know what they can do with some of that cash. Send it over to the PASHE schools, Pennsylvania State System of Higher Education. Apparently they're bleeding money, Larry. $32 million loss.
Stand by. Marty Griffin is next, and tomorrow in the show we've got former Steelers quarterback Charlie Batch at 7:35. He will deconstruct whatever happens tonight in Minnesota with your Pittsburgh Steelers.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.